And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I invite you to open your eyes and your ears, not your mouth. You don't need to open that, but just like your other senses, you know what I mean? Because you never know what you might see.
Flare those nostrils.
Yeah. I've been in just a world of beautiful animals lately.
Okay.
There's a wattle bird that has made a nest in a tree right out the front of our kitchen window there.
Cute, cute.
Little eggs turn into little chicks.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I brush Wombi, I don't just put his fur in the bin. I let it fly. Use that for nests, right?
You were saying, yeah.
And then I saw some of the fur in the nest and I was like, oh, the circle of life.
You would have been stoked when you learned about that.
Oh, so stoked. Yeah. It was raining the other day and I was getting really upset. I'm like, we need to put an umbrella or whatever. And Jimmy's like, you need to just stop.
They've
survived without you.
For millennia.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? But I was very excited. And then, you know, we had the bees in our backyard. A massive swarm of bees came. And I'm just like, all these amazing animals. Anyway, so yesterday morning I was driving to work.
Yeah.
Early hours. And because, look, I'll be totally honest, I've been coming a little bit later than normal.
Okay.
And so the sun's up a little bit more I expect.
I think the sun's coming up a little earlier too.
It's creeping. It's sort of like, oh, wow, it's not like so dark. Wow, this is what Tom must get every day. It's beautiful, right? When you talk about your beautiful mornings driving down Eastern Beach there.
Yeah.
And on the side of the road in Marcus Hill, I'm on the Ballerine Highway coming to Geelong across from the Big Four.
Yeah.
Ballerine Park, right? I saw this massive, like, Komodo-looking dragon.
What?
Animal thing. Sitting there on the side of the highway.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, that's amazing. And I thought, do I, like, turn around and, like, have another? And I thought, no, I'm a bit late for work. All right, it's all right. It's just one of those things that I saw. And I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Because there's still so much wildlife out there. You know, you've got your kangaroos and there's foxes and rabbits and everything,
Komodo dragons.
Right. So I was like, oh, my God, I've got to tell Tom about this. And then yesterday I forgot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was driving today back and, once again, a little bit late, so a little bit lighter. And I've seen it again.
Amazing.
And I'm like, okay, I've got to, like, I've got to take a photo of this because Tom's never going to believe me. Like, this thing's massive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I did a bit of a U-turn and I've come back around.
Yeah, I know where this is going, I think.
So, remember that time I saw an owl at my house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I thought of, the owl. This was when you were on your front porch up in the corner. You thought you saw an owl and it was... And you were like tiptoeing around it and stuff, and it was actually a leaf.
But it was stuck in a certain way that it looked like.
Yeah, it looked like the traditional, the native Ocean Grove leaf owl that is known to roost in front porches.
Yeah, and so this, less of a Komodo dragon.
Less of a random dragon sort of iguana lizard thing out in the bush of the Ballerine Peninsula.
More of a tree,
a piece of wood.
To be fair, it really looked like one. It really, and I just thought, you know what? Maybe I see too much magic in life. Maybe there's too much.
Yeah, whatever you're having, I'll have one too. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. We're talking about fake autographs, the selling thereof as... real
official merchandise.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So Ricky Nixon recorded a conviction, did he?
Yes.
For it? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
For the Melbourne Demons after their premiership win?
Correct.
Yeah.
So Max Gawn and some other players have gone in there and said, look, I mean, it could be a rush job, but it really doesn't look like it's ours. About 95% chance that it's certainly not mine, you know. So that was enough for him to be convicted and fined $4,500, which, I mean... I wonder how much he made off the 18 grand that he paid for the footies. You know, still, she's probably come out in front.
Oh, you reckon?
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to say officially, but...
I'm not getting...
Crunch those numbers.
Alleged.
Let's not encourage it as a business model.
No, certainly not.
Well,
there's worse investments, I would imagine.
No, but also, where we're going at the moment, I seem to be able to do a pretty good... Cameron Ling signature.
And mine's not too bad either. So, you know, we may, you know, AI, you're worried about AI sort of phasing you out and replacing you, Cameron Ling, I would be more worried about Loggie and I than A and I.
Okay.
Being phased out or phasing him out?
Yeah, phasing him out.
Oh,
yeah. Once we can...
A-holes, not AI.
Hey, there we go.
That's good.
All right, well done. Speaking of... Anyway, Tony from Cryers on the line. G'day, mate.
Yeah,
good. What do you want to tell us?
So a couple of years ago, I actually got scammed. Bought my grandfather, a Geelong Guernsey, advertised as Geelong's greatest captain of all time. Got it delivered and was absolutely gutted to find there wasn't a single cell with signature on it. It's just some Cameron Ling bloke.
What a scam! That is false advertising.
Oh, Tone, that is brutal.
Yeah. You can't even help. You can't even fix
I'm
that.
Sorry, no,
it is what it is. All right.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I love a crap review. I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's meant aggressively. Mean comments in disguise. Restaurant review replies.
Such a good intro tune, that.
Love it.
Bless. Peter Coombe at the Queensquick Music Festival over the weekend.
Was he? Oh, great.
I wonder if you played that one.
Missed that in the newspaper, Mama. Now, I can't believe you love that one, but not my Fashion Police, The Bill.
Oh, no. Loggies is way better. 1,000 times.
Hey, you are. You are the worst. Hate you so much.
He has to win everything, don't you know?
He does. Anyway, so we love to do these, and there's one that's it's sort of happening a lot lately. There's a lot of reviews that are getting replied to by.
I was wondering if a story's coming or we're just saying things. We're a minute 20 in. No. Just wondering.
Okay. Potts Point restaurant in Sydney called Lady Chew.
Oh, fancy. Fancy it's, part of the world.
Is it?
Its owner, Nagi Chu. I don't think it's the same Nagi.
That's
recipe.
Nagi. Yeah.
Nagi. There you go. That's why. It went viral recently for Nagi's no-nonsense replies to one-star critics.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there's a series of reviews that are happening that are not great.
Mm-hmm.
And Nagi is not letting it go.
Okay.
So the first one reads... my visit the other week to Lady Chu was deeply disappointing, and I will not be returning. While the venue itself has potential, my experience was overshadowed by the behaviour of the owner/manager, who came across as shockingly rude.
Ooh.
Lady Chu has come back with... So usually these are passive-aggressive responses. I don't know if we got the passive bit here.
Oh, I love this. I live for this.
Nagi says, we didn't ask for your recommendation. Try not to blame others for your misery. The keyboard is not your secret power.
Yes, I like it.
Someone else complained about being seated outside, slow food service, dirty tables, and Nagi supposedly being under the influence of something and yelling at staff. This sounds like a wild restaurant. Yeah. There are actually people that are like commenting, I want to go see this place.
Yeah, I know. The experience.
The response to that, though, from Nagi, thanks for visiting without a booking on a fully booked Wednesday and still somehow getting a table. Miracle, right?
That's passive. Yeah.
You waltzed in mid-service chaos and mistook passion for possession and vibing for violence.
That's me.
I wasn't under the influence of anything except Sydney Council, capitalism and too many dumplings. If you caught a bit of theatre while you dined, congratulations. You got dinner and a show. The dirty table you mentioned had just survived a table of 6 Negronis and 1 influencer. Sorry the food took an hour. However, it is very unlikely. But we were busy keeping the city alive and keeping up with entitled walk-ins. Next time, book a table and I'll personally light your candle, and whisper your order to the chef like it's foreplay.
Wow.
Wow.
You can't hate that. I'd be like, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Next work trip, something? We're going there.
Christmas party.
Yes.
Christmas party.
You've got a holiday house here, don't you?
When people ask her about it, she says, my replies aren't about being combative. They're about honesty. I reply the way I cook. Direct, honest, zero MSG. What an icon. No wonder people are going there. Amazing.
I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's comment aggressively. Mean comments in disguise. Restaurant review replies.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are talking accidentally leaving things behind because the other day, and one of the rare occasions I've bothered to go and walk and get our coffees, I took my crazy notebook with me.
Book of gold.
Thank you, Log. I much prefer that one. Grabbed the coffees, completely forgot about the book, left it on one of the tables at Grounds of Society just around the corner, and a very, very kind person came running after me to return the book to me. Now, if he'd opened that book, he would have seen the crazed writings and
scrawlings of a madman,
writings of a lunatic. But I was very, very happy to get it back.
You've obviously looked in there because you've seen the erotica. I've not seen the erotica.
Yeah.
No. I just saw like page after page of I hate them, I hate them, I hate them, I hate them, I hate them. I hate them. Must be what he's writing during the show. He was just a lot of writing during the show.
Who do you think the drawings are of?
You're welcome.
What? but we're asking you now on 52232955, what did you leave behind?
Tam in Torquay.
We've got Tam in Torquay. Morning, Tam.
I was actually down on the Torquay foreshore one time for my birthday, and I left my phone in one of the public toilets.
Oh, no.
Gross.
Yeah, I had my license in the phone case on the back, very luckily. I hadn't even realised it was lost. Returned home about 2 hours later, and it was in my mailbox.
Oh, stop it. That
what
is
a legend.
Beautiful.
That is such a nice way to go about it.
Yeah.
Taken it all the way back to my house, only a few k's away, and dropped it in the mailbox.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, do you know what Lingy likes to do when he does that is he takes lots of photos of himself as well, just a little gift for...
Yeah.
Don't, that is super creepy, Tom.
Back to the erotica.
In the toilet. No, yeah.
Kylie's in Newcombe. Morning, Kylie.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What did you leave behind?
I actually went up metal detecting with my husband up to Dalesford.
Cool.
And, yeah, it was really fun. And I had to take my watch off and I popped it in my pocket and it actually fell out. So, and then couldn't find it. Didn't really want to, we were busy and so I just thought, oh, well, it's gone. Mm. And so I'd left that behind. And then we went back up there 3 months later and my husband come up walking to me with it in his hand and said, "This yours?" And it was still on not daylight savings time because it was an hour behind. It was still running.
Oh, yeah, still ticking.
He found it with the metal detector?
What?
I think he did.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Kylie,
that was really awesome. It was a Roxy watch too and I loved it.
Yeah. Ah.
Nice. Is that the most valuable thing he's ever found?
Possibly.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I just always wonder. Don't you always wonder?
Yeah,
I always wonder. You got to ask.
All right. Steph from Charlemont.
Charlemont.
Is on the line. Morning, Steph.
Hi. So it wasn't me, but it was my wife who lost her passport at duty-free in the airport.
Oh, no. That's why you never go to duty-free.
What happened?
She stopped by the UGG boot section, tried on some boots, and we went to our gate and we're looking for our passport, boarding pass, as you do. And she's like, "Steph, I don't have it. I don't have my passport. I've lost it." Oh. So we're trying to retrace our steps. Could not find it at all. Very stressful. Our boarding gate was closing. Oh. We retraced our steps and it was at the bloody UGG boots. No one touched it.
Oh.
Thank God. And we were able to get it back.
And did you get a pair of UGG boots?
No, we did not.
No.
They survived. Their relationship survived, which is great news because I don't know if mine would have.
Yeah, yeah. I was sort of hoping for a dramatic run through the airport style, like, "We found your passport."
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Cara in Highton. Morning, Cara.
Good morning.
What'd you leave behind, mate?
So when I was in year 12, I purchased my graduation dress. Went to Kmart to print some photos and left the bag of my dress on the photo bench.
No!
could not find it, went left, forgot about it, and then 2 days later, I got a phone call from someone who had picked it up thinking it was their bag. Oh. Luckily, my information was on the receipt.
Oh, what a win!
Returned it.
So it was literally 3 days before my graduation, and I was stressing, but it just magically turned up. I don't know who the lady was.
Yeah.
Dropped it at her front door, and then it was, oh.
That's why it's always so important to leave all of your information, address, phone number, yeah, out where anybody can see it. Yeah. You never know when you're going to need it.
Exactly.
Yeah?
As of from Hamelin Heights, wrap this up for us, mate. What did you leave behind?
So there's two little things. One was a big thing, one was a little thing. So when my kids were little, we used to jump on buses and I've had first came out. We had like those giant pencil case sort of things.
Yeah.
So we'd been into town and it was just before Christmas and I'd got vouchers and cash out and all that sort of stuff. And we jumped on the bus back home, got off the bus and realised I'd left $500 worth of cash and about $1,000 worth of gift cards and the iPad on the bus.
Oh.
It was on a Sunday, and about 2 hours later, knock on the door, the bus driver had actually found it, opened it up, my wallet was in it, and returned it.
Oh,
yes!
Which was super lucky.
Good news.
But on another occasion, went down to Bowen Heads Beach, went to the beach, it was just myself, and I had a brand new pair of Nike sneakers, and I'm going for a swim and whatever, and come time to leave, and there was one sneaker. To this day, I have no idea where the other sneaker went. This is one sneaker gone.
It's a long way to hop home from Bowen Heads too.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock.
Huh?
Movies explained badly.
Yes, once every 3 weeks we get the version of movies explained very, very badly because it is Loggy's turn. She gets to explain a movie or the little blurb of a movie that you might read on your screen or on the back of the old VHS when you'd go in and pick one out. They do it well. We do it badly. Tom and I have to guess. Loggy, you got one ready to go?
That was great. Sorry, that was really good. Cool. Yeah.
Movies explained badly, explained well by Cameron
Lee. Yes, I really like that. Good on you. Okay, yes, I do. Are we ready, boys?
Yep. Yes. Okay, here we go.
It seems as if men can't be trusted.
Loggy's inner feelings.
When are you going to talk about the movie? So we were talking about Jude Law earlier. Is it heading in that direction at all?
Oh, he was a bit of a cad, wasn't he?
Yeah, in a certain movie. I would hate to blurt it out straight away.
Do you know the movie though?
Yeah, because it's just.
Do you know the movie?
I know the movie. Yeah, but okay. I wouldn't want to ruin the game.
No, let's see. It seems as if men can't be trusted. Education equals good revenge plan.
Education equals good revenge plan.
Education men can't be trusted.
Good English.
And it's like,
mate, it's got something called flair. You wouldn't get it. It's got je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a bit of razzle dazzle. That's showbiz.
That's
baby.
Showbiz. You wouldn't understand.
Hang on. What? I don't know the movie you're talking about with Jude Law. Let's give it a guess.
Give it a
guess.
I thought it might be Alfie. But
it's
because I thought the education thing sort of threw me then.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's someone as revenge. So men can't be trusted, and then someone as revenge has gone to school or uni or so. It's like,
speaking of revenge, it actually seems pretty great.
Oh. Revenge seems pretty great. Would I know this movie?
Okay, yeah. Keep going. Another one.
So, men can't be trusted. Education equals good revenge plan. Speaking of revenge, seems pretty great.
Mm.
If they said you did it when you didn't do it, then you can actually go and do it.
Okay. Do you want to know? It's Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd.
Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy, yes!
A new one!
You ever hear of something called double jeopardy? The state says you already killed your husband. They can't convict you of it a second time. That means that when you leave here, you can kill him. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. It makes you feel warm and tingly all over, don't it?
Yes! Woo!
Amazing.
Well done.
I reckon I saw that at the movies with my cousin when I was like 15, and we walked out with eyes like saucers. What the hell was that?
Yes.
It was on free to air a couple of weeks ago.
Nice. Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this is a good movie.
Yeah. Did you stay up and watch it?
I did.
All through the ads. Everything.
Yes,
well done.
Old school.
It was an afternoon movie, but it still applies given the old sleeping that you do.
Well done, boys.
Movies Explained Badly returns next Wednesday.
Tom Lee and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies Explained Badly. Tom Lee and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955 weekday mornings from 6.